Hey everybody, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. Happy spring. Whatever your beliefs, spring seems to be the season of fresh starts. And you'll hear lots of people talk about getting a fresh start, about kicking the past off and beginning again. Well, if you're listening to this while the sun is shining, turn it off. And go out in the sunshine, go for a walk. And if you're not, imagine that you are out for a walk in the early, early spring. And what you notice right away when you are out and walking in the early spring is it's mucky out there. This fresh start, these bright little blossoms, these fresh green sprouts, they exist surrounded by muck, by fallen branches and half-decomposed leaves and mud. There's mud everywhere. And you're not kicking dust off your shoes, you're kicking mud off, and you are stomping and the mud sticks anyway. Nature teaches us there are no fresh starts without muck. And when you look back at your life, if you are old enough to be listening to this, you are old enough to have muck, to have failures, to have mistakes, to have things you have done wrong, people you have hurt and people who have hurt you, to have loss and disappointment and discouragement. There is muck. And I'm sure there is part of you that feels that the best thing to do with muck is hide it, bury it, move on. But that's not the way nature works. Because when you go for a walk in the spring and you see the dead leaves and the dead branches, the fallen and broken things, and you know that there are gross things happening just out of view, you also know that nature is making use of all of that to drive new growth, that nature is full of composting. And composting is that process of taking what you have thrown away, let go bad, and allowing it to become something good, to become a source of energy and nutrients for new growth. Now, how can you possibly let your hurt and your frustration and your meanness, the times you were less than you hoped you would be, how can you use that and compost it? Well, you don't have to do very much. If you look, nature doesn't require very much. You can leave it out where it will be exposed to the sun, the rain. You can just let it sit there. You can put it in the back corner of your yard, someplace you don't have to look every day, the back corner of your mind and your heart. And you can give your attention to the sun and the rain, to the fresh air. And you can wait with the expectation that chemistry just works, that composting just happens, and that as long as your attention is on finding the resourcefulness, the warmth, the connectedness in your life, gradually you will be breaking down all of that muck into something useful, something that will stop being an obstacle and become the way you feed new growth. But if you've got a compost heap in your backyard, you know that once in a while, you got to go back and you got to dig it up and stir it up a little and look at the worms, and it might be a little uncomfortable. It might not be your favorite part of gardening, but out of that, you're going to get this really wonderful, rich layer that you can add to your garden to grow really great stuff. You can know that if you go for a walk in the woods in another 6 weeks, you won't notice the dead leaves and the dead branches and the mud, but you will notice the lace of new green leaves on the trees and bushes, and the color of flowers growing wild in the woods, on the ground, and blossoming on tree branches or on bushes. It's inevitable. It's natural. The woods can own their mud and their muck and make use of it to grow, and so can you. So turn your eyes to the sunshine, to the rain that is coming to nurture new growth. Take a breath of fresh air and know that you don't need a fresh start. You need a start that freshens your energy and your vision. And that can be fueled by all of what you have ever experienced. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. Happy spring.